Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to admit something to you guys that maybe I shouldn't admit, but it's the truth, and I try to tell you guys the truth about these things. I think we are in a holding pattern right now with the Royals because there is nothing new with the Royals. There is nothing new. The Royals have had the same problem now for 10 straight days. How the Royals lost yesterday is how they've lost all the games that they've played. They don't score enough. And I don't mean in like a very obvious, well, of course you didn't score enough, you lost. I mean, they scored one run yesterday in Yankee Stadium. You're not beating any Yankee team ever scoring one run in that ballpark. This has been a problem for the Royals all season. They don't score. I'm not here to tell you things you don't know. I don't have any new stats today on how their offense is underperformed. I don't feel the need to do that for you every single day. The Royals have lost four of their last six games. They have struggled to score. It feels like we are in this pattern that, for the most part, everybody has taken a side on this. You have either taken the it's early, let's wait and see side, or you are in panic mode. I was on Royals Review earlier today getting ready for the show, and they were having the conversation about whether or not the Royals should fire their hitting coach. When you start having that conversation, that's like when you start getting mad at the offensive play caller in football. That's when you start having the what's wrong with Matt Nagy conversation. If that's where we are in the baseball season, 3 weeks into it, we're now talking about firing the hitting coach. Some of you have reached the panic side of it. And you guys know my stance on this. I am not looking at this in just a 17-game vacuum of this season. The Royals have had this same offensive problem dating back to last year as well. This is a 50-game problem that they have had where they just don't score consistently. I gave you guys the stat yesterday. They have now played 50 games since Vinny broke his thumb. They have scored 143 runs in those 50 games. If you can't consistently score three runs in 2025, you're just going to be inconsistent. And the Royals have been inconsistent. They were inconsistent in September. They've been inconsistent to start off April. That's just kind of where you are if you don't score. So that's why I say, I think with the Royals, there's only really one topic. This is where we are. The Royals' offense is scuffling. And we are waiting on certain individuals to get going. Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, Jonathan India. You are waiting to see. And then there is a group of players, or maybe the offense as a whole, of you that are panicked about where they are. But I think we're just kind of in this holding pattern at least until the end of the month. So we got a couple more weeks of this. Now, maybe the Royals get themselves out of this offensive rut. Could start today. They're at Yankee Stadium. You go out there, you score 8 runs, and that kind of fuels this offense and carries them, and you get the bats going. It's possible. It's possible that you do that when you come back home. You got Colorado. That team's not good. You got Houston for a homestand, and maybe that's when we get there. But it just feels like to me we are at a, we'll just wait and see until we get to about May 1st. Until we get to about May 1st, and maybe it's more fair, I would say, they have a pretty long homestand starting on May 4th. They play a 4-game series against the White Sox, and then they have a 3-game set against the Boston Red Sox. So they have a week of home games. So there's still a little bit of time, I think, before anything is going to change, or I think that you can overreact to the Royals. That's when we start to get to guys have 100 ABs. Guys start to have 125 ABs. But that's kind of where I am with this team. 913-586-7965. I don't have it in me to tell you every day they can't score. You know they can't score. You know they can't. You watch the same games that I'm watching. You do not go into these games thinking that the Royals are going to win 6-3. You don't go into it. Now, they could win today 3-2. They could go in there and win 4-2 today. You don't feel confident that they're going to score a lot or break through offensively.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.